prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
This year in Orlando, Florida, the National Education Association, known as the NEA, passed a long list of left-wing resolutions that set the policies of this powerful teachers' union. Yesterday, I told you about a dozen resolutions endorsing the gay rights agenda in the public schools. NEA resolutions again endorsed the principal goals of the feminist agenda, including abortion, the Equal Rights Amendment, comparable worth, non-sexist language, and a federally funded women's commission to pursue feminist goals at taxpayers' expense. The NEA also supports community-operated school-based family planning clinics that will provide intensive counseling. That special language is a thinly veiled invitation to Planned Parenthood to put its clinics in the schools. The NEA is a big supporter of every sort of globalism and international commitment. NEA resolutions endorse global education, multicultural education, the United Nations, the UN Declaration of Human Rights, the International Court of Justice, the International Criminal Court, the globalist version of environmental education, and opposition to English as our official language. Other NEA resolutions that have nothing to do with education include calling for national health care, statehood for the District of Columbia, and gun control, and opposing English as our official language and any attempt to restrict tax-funded social benefits given to illegal aliens. To nobody's surprise, the NEA opposes any requirement that a school schedule a moment of silence. The NEA does a lot of talking about the need for diversity in public schools. Diversity is usually a code word for implementing the gay rights agenda. But the NEA is positively paranoid about diversity in types of schools. The NEA convention passed many resolutions against voucher plans, tuition tax credits, parental option plans, for-profit schools, and even homeschooling.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the hidden agenda of the National Education Association, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the NEA report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Thank you. If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence on society. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view. Last week at this time, we were thinking, I say we, the whole United States of America, was thinking about a three-day holiday coming up, Labor Day weekend. And every time you'd turn on the radio, here was the news media talking about how many cops are going to be on the highway, how they're going to have to click it, or you will get a ticket. And I didn't mention it. I just shut it out. I said, no, I'm not going to talk about that again this year, because we do it, what, two or three times a year when we have these long holidays, and you hear all this about how safe the highways are going to be because we've got so many police out there. Now, I wasn't going to mention it. And then I picked up my local newspaper, and lo and behold, law enforcement conducts safety stops and got pictures of a, looks like they're at a farm sale. They've got so many cars lined up here. Or a crap game or something where people get together. Anyhow, what was that, Jeff? I don't know. No, they don't do that out on the highway. They do that in somebody's barn back in the woods. But anyway, law enforcement officers participated in highway safety checks. Safety checks? Come on. They participated over the Labor Day weekend. Several vehicles are shown, yep, they are, as they are checked out on Friday, September the 1st. Officers of the County Sheriff's Department were assisted by canine officers from another police department, and then actually three different police departments were involved in this thing, and one drove probably 35, 40 miles to get there. They had the Emergency Management Incident Command Post on hand for additional assistance. I have no idea what the Emergency Management Incident Command Post is, but they're there and they give assistance, along with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Now, these are the sprout inspectors. These are the guys that go around ratting through people's deep freezes to see if they've killed a raccoon out of season. What are they doing out there stopping, harassing people on the highway? The officers checked seat belt and child safety seats, as well as driver's licenses. Uh-oh, show me your papers. Registration and insurance. Okay, now, you know, it hasn't been too long ago that we used to think of police as police officers, or peace officers, I should say. And today they're law enforcement officers. They're more interested in confiscating your property and abusing your rights than they are helping people that are out on the road. And You know, the right to travel, and of course the Constitution is never taught in our public schools, although it's going to be taught. Supposedly, we're going to have a Constitution Day, and every school that gets any kind of federal funds is going to have to spend one day teaching the Constitution. But how they're going to teach it, we'll see. But since the kids don't know and haven't learned what's in the Constitution, people don't know what's right, what's not right. They don't know their rights. And the right to travel is a critical freedom for free people. If we're going to be free, we want to be free indeed. We want to be free where we can travel when we want to travel, go where we want to go, and not be harassed by somebody that's a government official saying, show me your papers. Now, let's realize again that this national ID card's coming up. And you're going to have that everywhere you go. But they're just setting us up so we'll go along with all of this. Like I've said time and time again, it's like sacking out a colt. You've got to get him accustomed to everything that you're going to do so that he'll be your servant. Before the Revolutionary War, early Americans were subjects of the foreign British crown, and they had no right to travel from one place to another without interference from the king's man. And that's why we fought the Revolutionary War. It was the king's man out here harassing people all of the time. And you had to show them your papers before you could go down the road. The British aristocracy could demand that their subjects be stopped any time without probable cause to check for permits, papers, and questioning. And that's why the probable cause thing is in the Constitution, because our founding father says, hey, we're tired of these people harassing us. We don't want it anymore. Our founding fathers wrote that citizens were properly and lawfully able to exercise their God-given right, not the police-given right, not the government's given right, their God-given right to travel by any means of mobility. Now, back in those days, it was horses and buggies and bicycles, etc. But it was by any means of mobility, unencumbered, unmolested by their public servants. Again, these people are supposed to be our servants, not our taskmasters. In other words, the right to the citizen to drive on a public road with freedom from police interference is a fundamental constitutional right. So when you see these road checkpoints, and by the way, they are in the Patriot Bill, if I remember right. Wasn't that the first bill? Can you remember, Jeff, first bill or second bill? One of them's got it in there. And there's going to be checkpoints in these new highways we're talking about. Anyway, maneuvers of this type, it reeks from tyranny and fascism. It's nothing more than a show of power by government agencies. The sole purpose is to desensitize the American citizenry so they will be willing to take orders from government authorities. Now, the Supreme Court, and if you talk to the cops about this, they'll say the Supreme Court gives us the authority to do this. Well, let's realize the Supreme Court also gives women the authority to kill little babies. It also, the same Supreme Court, gives the government the authority to take your property. But the Supreme Court really doesn't do what they say it does. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Have returned. Now, do the police have the right to stop you without search and seizure? I mean, do they have the right to stop you without probable cause and then do their search and seizure? Well, the Supreme Court goes both ways on this. I happen to be looking at the Supreme Court decision that I like the best, all right? It is the city of Indianapolis and all versus Edmond and all. It was argued on October the 3rd, 2000, decided November the 28th, 2000. Now, here's what happened. It was a checkpoint in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the effort, they said, was to check on unlawful drugs. They were stopping cars in Indianapolis, but they were stopping everybody, all right? Respondents who were each stopped at such a checkpoint filed suit, claiming that the roadblocks violated the Fourth Amendment. The district court denied respondents a preliminary injunction, but the Seventh Circuit revised that, saying the checkpoints contravened the Fourth Amendment. Because a checkpoint program primarily purpose is indistinguishable from the general interest in crime control, the checkpoints violate the Fourth Amendment. That was their argument. Now, during this, they were doing driver's license registrations, all this other stuff. Now, here is what the Supreme Court, this went all the way to the Supreme Court, and I'm looking at this case that was argued, October the 3rd, decided November the 28th of the year 2000. So that's been about 5.5 years ago, right? All right. The United States Supreme Court struck down as unconstitutional police roadblocks to catch drug offenders, saying they violate privacy rights. The nation's high court, by 6-3 vote, ruled against Indianapolis, where police had erected the roadblock in an effort to stop the flow of illegal drugs through the city. Because the primary purpose of the Indianapolis checkpoint program is ultimately indistinguishable from the general interest in crime control, the checkpoints violate the Fourth Amendment, protection against unreasonable searches. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor declared that in writing for the majority. So there you have it. Now, there are other, there's been more than one of these. It's gone to the Supreme Court, and they've kind of gone wishy-washy on it. I don't remember the details. There are some loopholes there that the police are using. But nevertheless, I don't care what loopholes they're using, it was the idea of our founding fathers to not be involved in another situation like we were when we were British, when we were British subjects, and we could be stopped anytime, anywhere, and ask for our papers. The government did not want, I mean, the founding fathers did not want to do this. They put it in the Constitution. And again, it just reeks of tyranny, and it's something that should never, ever happen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
And we have returned. I'm going to the telephones a little early today, mainly because I want to change the subject here in a few minutes. But hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Yes. There's two amendments to the Constitution that I think have brought about a lot of really big problems for Americans. The first one is the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment calls for election of U.S. senators by a popular vote, giving them a six-year term. Previously, the senators were appointed by states. And that meant that they would protect states' rights and protect particular interests that a particular state might have. To, for instance, Louisiana, they'd make sure that no laws were passed against importing shrimp and things like that.
Right, well, and they could be called home.
Controlled by the big moneyed interests.
I say, but at that time, the senators could be called home. If they didn't do what they were supposed to do, the state legislature could call them home and replace them.
That's right. And see, that was lost. And let's face it now, the Senate is the bottleneck for so many of the important laws that we need. And, of course, another thing, too, the 14th Amendment gives businesses all the rights of people and none of the moral consequences for being evil or doing bad things. And these are two of the important things that are hurting us right now. Under that one, a person wasn't defined as a human being.
Well, Ed, though, that's kind of off the subject here, this law enforcement thing. But on these highway safety checks, they are just, I mean, it's a tyrannical thing. And why people can't see that, I don't know. Now, let me give you a little more information on this particular picture that I'm looking at that was in my local paper. But they say the checks were, they did this on an area where there was a large amount of traffic of people going to and from the Lake of the Ozarks. Well, anybody that's been to Branson and Bagnell Dam and all that knows that that is a busy road. But they weren't on Highway 5. They were not on Highway 5. They were on Route W, which leads into Highway 5. People come down 50 Highway, or they come across 70 Highway, get on 5, and go down to the lake. Or 54 coming from St. Louis. They do not. They would not be on. This was a back road. It is a blacktop road, but it's a back road. Those people were stopping local homeowners and farmers and people. And by the way, that is more or less of a Mennonite area as well. An Amish Mennonite people live back in there. So why would they, if they were going to stop traffic, they wouldn't have been where they are. I don't understand anything about this except it is people control. That's all in the world it is, Ed.
As you've said many times, part of this has to do with the way the federal government gives grants out to sheriffs and various law enforcement agencies to do what they want. And then they turn around and violate our rights.
Well, they certainly are, as far as I'm concerned, they are definitely violating our rights with these traffic checks. And it is going, believe me, it is going to get a lot worse. As soon as this new driver's license takes effect, and when is that in 08, isn't it, Jeff, that it every state is mandated to do this by 08. So, hey, anyway, we appreciate the call. I want to move along here because a lot of things are going on. Mexican truckers, for whatever it's worth, there's a move by the Department of Transportation to open up our highways to Mexican trucks. And as it is now, the truckers coming in from Mexico are limited to like a 20-mile radius from the 20-mile area from the border. And they want to open this thing up so that the trucks can go any place they want to. Now, let's realize that's also part of getting ready for the NAFTA Superhighway. But the Department of Transportation says it is going to release plans for a one-year NAFTA pilot program that'll permit Mexican truckers beyond the limited commercial zone to which they're currently restricted. And that commercial zone is 20 miles from Mexico. At the present time, the United States permits Mexican truckers only in commercial zones that extend no further than 20 miles from Mexico. While the American Trucking Association, would you believe, supports opening the border? Now, the Teamsters don't, and the Owner Operators Independent Drivers Association, they don't like the idea at all. But here you have the American Trucking Association. See, that's just like in agriculture. You have the National Cattlemen's Beef Association fighting the beef producers or the cattle producers. I shouldn't say beef producers because we don't produce beef. We produce cattle. The packers produce the beef. But here you have the American Trucking Association say, oh, open the borders. Let them come on in. The program, this original program, is going to involve about 100 Mexican trucking companies. And it's all under the North American Free Trade Agreement. The borders were to be partially opened from both countries in 1995. But they've held back so far. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair sale, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday, that's September the 9th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting an exceptionally nice selection of fancy young cows, many with calves by their sides, coming fresh off the farm. Bob Nickel will be in with about 40 fancy Angus cows. 25 of these are fall calvers, 15 will be spring calvers. Westberg Farms have consigned a 90-head string, including 50 young black and black Baldies with calves by their sides. Tim Walker will be selling 50 head of spring calvers. Carter Farms and McCormick Farms each have consigned 35 head of good young cows, some heifers with calves by their side and bred back. Other consigners include John Abbey, Cox Farms, Wheat Farms, Bennett, and Jackson. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Saturday. That's Saturday, September the 9th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, a psychiatrist is a person who will give you expensive answers that your wife will give you for free. Derry Brownfield.
And our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And back to this Department of Transportation going to open the United States roadways to Mexican trucks. They were supposed to do that in 1995 when NAFTA went into effect. That was part of the NAFTA agreement. But at that time, Bill Clinton was president, and somehow the Teamsters Union convinced him to work around this thing. So here it is, 2006, and it's still... It's 11 years later, and they're just now getting around to doing it. But let's realize how the borders have opened in just the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, if illegals can come into this country in gobs and bunches, sometimes they're one in a bunch, sometimes they're two in a bunch, sometimes there's a whole big bunch, and the trucks are going to be doing the same thing. As I said, this is part of the North American Free Trade Agreement. And as Bush has commented several times when he's talking about, and he doesn't really talk about the North American Union as such, but he talks about this partnership thing that we have going, and he says, well, that's part of the NAFTA agreement. Anyway,
The restrictions were placed on by the Clinton administration, as I said, and demands from the Teamsters Union, which said Mexican trucks pose safety and environmental risk. Now, Todd Spencer is the association's executive vice president. We're talking here about the owner-operators, drivers' associations, and he sent a letter to the Interstate Trade Commission. He says the net effect of admission of Mexican trucks into the United States marketplace would undoubtedly be negative. The supposed benefits to consumers from speculative reductions in shipping rates would be offset by the societal costs that are difficult to measure but are easy to identify. He goes on to say that Mexican trucks are not up to U.S. safety standards, and if U.S. drivers earned less as a result of labor competition, they would have less money to invest in vehicle maintenance, leading to even more less safe trucks. Anyway, the Teamsters have led the opposition to the plan, saying that NAFTA superhighway would mean U.S. truckers would be replaced by Mexicans, more unsafe rigs on American roads, and more drivers relying on drugs for their long hauls. And, again, this is all being promoted by the American Trucking Association. See, whose side are these people on? Anyhow, that is in the brouhaha as we speak. Also coming up, and this is a touchy subject for a lot of people. I have my opinion about it. Somebody says, you have an opinion about everything. No, I don't. There's a lot of things I have no opinion about whatsoever. Just a lot of things. If I haven't had some personal experience or have done a lot of studying, I don't have an opinion. But I do on this. The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote this week on H.R. 503. Now, that is the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act. If it's passed, we actually, right now, we can slaughter horses in three different plants here in the United States. There's three horse slaughtering plants in the United States. And for some reason, people have come up with the, slaughter, that is a terrible word. You shouldn't say slaughter. And I actually hear market news reporters giving the cattle numbers, and they don't call it slaughter anymore. We always sent cattle to the kill floor. You know, killing cow market. We had a killing cow market. They went to slaughter. Now they are harvested. Did you know we harvest our livestock today? You know, I've been harvesting corn and harvesting wheat for a long time, but never harvesting cattle. I can't believe how they have turned around our total dictionary on these things. But anyway, the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act, if passed, would put a permanent ban on the shipping, transporting, moving, delivering, receiving, processing, purchasing, selling, or donation of horses and other equines to be slaughtered for human consumption or other purposes. That means, how do they know where you're going with a load of horses, whether they're going to slaughter or not? You see, right now, if they did close the plants, and they did, they didn't close the plants. What they did, they just took out they got the USDA to not pay for the USDA meat inspectors. So the slaughter plant said, that's no problem. We'll pay them anyway. We'll just go ahead and pay them their USDA inspectors. So they paid the inspectors and went on and kept slaughtering horses. If this went through, then the only place to go with horses would be either in Mexico or in Canada. Now, there are gobs and bunches of horses in this country. And what do you do with horses that are unwanted? What are you going to do with them? I mean, right now, the French and other countries, they consider horse meat a delicacy. I don't think I have ever eaten horse meat. I don't think I have. I've always wanted to. When I was with on the Missouri Horse Council, I always suggested, and I got blown out of the water every time, I said, let's have a pony queue. You know, you go to a hog meeting, and what do you eat? Pork. You go to a chicken meeting, what do you eat? Chicken. I said, here, we're horse people.
And at that time, we had a good horse market on slaughter horses. But anyway, they're doing everything they can to stop this, stop the slaughter of horses, and it's H.R. 503. It's in the House right now. They're supposed to be voting on it either today or tomorrow, the way I understand it. Maybe they voted yesterday. I don't know. I didn't get an update on that. But the way the thing is written, and I haven't read the bill. I'm just going on what RCAF is saying about it. But they're saying it would put a permanent ban on even shipping, transporting, moving, delivering, receiving slaughter horses. Okay, so much for that. Let's go back to the telephones. John, hi, you're on the air, John.
Hi, Derry.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've been in Mexico before, and I've seen the trucks that the Mexican drivers drive down there. Those things are, none of them are newer than 20 years old. And none of them would pass the safety inspections that the truckers in the United States have to pass when they come through the weight stations and everything like that. Plus the fact that probably none of them have the license that it takes that's necessary to drive the truck. And then on the horse issue, up here near St. Clair, in St. Clair near Sullivan where I live, they have Canadian buyers that come in there when they sell horses and buy horses, and they ship them to Canada where they are slaughtered and they are served as a delicacy.
Sure.
And I think it is I'm just repulsed at the whole idea of someone trying to eat a horse.
Really? Why?
A horse is an animal that you ride and you love, let your kids ride around on and stuff like that. A horse is not for eating. I know they did in World War II and World War I when they were short on food and everything, but it's just not a thing that I personally could do.
Do you know all of the baseballs, and I don't know what they make baseballs out of all the baseballs used to be made out of horsehide. Horsehide, you know, you got to have a horse to get horsehide.
Right.
But no, it wouldn't bother me. I love horses. We've got several horses. Always had a pasture full of horses. Broke and trained a lot of colts back when I felt like breaking and training colts. I kind of like them to be already responsive when I get on them anymore. But, it doesn't bother me at all. Now, you see, you've never had enough horses. I don't know. A lot of people, and women particularly, are this way. They'll have one horse or just a few horses, and they fall in love with them. We use horses. You know, back in the horse and buggy days, people used horses. I mean, they were there for a purpose.
Well, my uncle and my grandfather and them used horses to work the fields with.
Sure they did. Loved those horses, and they took good care of them, and they fed them three times a day. I remember I watch these horse shows on the rural channel. Do you ever watch the Down Under Horseman and the Pella or whatever his name is? They're good with horses, and they teach you a lot. But the interesting thing here is that, a horse works just like a machine. You have to, he is, and I hear music in the background, but he is programmed to do what you want him to do. And, once they get old, or they get, for some reason, you can't use them, and I got to get off the air here to do a commercial. Stay with me, Rich. We'll be right back.
Gary Brownfield Show.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom in the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
And we have returned. Now, back to this horse slaughter thing. What do you do with these horses? Let me give you a good example. Some years ago, it hadn't been that long ago, because she was just a good age when all this happened, but I bought a nice little buckskin mare, and I rode her for probably 5 or 6 years. I bought her like as a 2-year-old, and I rode her for till she was 8 or 9, something like that. And she turned out good. I mean, she was all right. I liked her. We got along fine. And then she started having a problem. I don't know what her problem was, but it was between her ears. She had a mental problem. She was, you could tie her up with one bridle rein, come back 3 days later, she'd be there. But when she started having these problems, for no reason, she'd just jerk back and tear her bridle up, throw herself, whatever she was going to do. So, but I never did really see her do it, and I didn't know what was going on until one day I was riding her, and she threw herself while I was on her. And it was not a very exciting thing to have happened, because I was kind of walking around there, hobbling around for weeks after that. She got right on my leg, and then instead of getting up like she should have, she tried to roll over on top of me. So she had a mental problem. I took her to a sale, to a horse sale, and I made the, and she would have gone in that sale. She would have come in that sale, you could have ridden her in that ring, and she'd have brought a lot of money, because she handled right, you could do anything with her. And I said, now, you be sure that a packer buyer gets her, because she'll hurt somebody. And she doesn't know she's doing it, but she'll hurt somebody. What would you do with an animal like that if you didn't send them to the slaughter plant? That's where they need to go. And anyhow, let's go to Rich in Missouri. Rich, you said you eat horses.
Oh, I don't eat them now, but when I was little bitty, back in WW2 type times, in fact, actually for close to 30 years, my granddad was a manager at a grocery store, and when the meat purveyor came around, when, you know, all the meat was very rationed, he'd sort of go, oh, I got some of this here for you, and, you know, tasted just like beef, until one day one of my uncles was there, and he looks at it, and he goes, ain't a cow.
No, they tell me it's much sweeter than beef.
Well, all I know is it tastes a lot like beef. Unless you're a real connoisseur, as the old saying would go, it's hard to tell the difference because, when they're grass raised, it tastes a lot like beef, cooks like beef, looks like beef, unless you got a real expert who can tell the difference by looking at the bone.
You can tell the difference. We were in Mexico, in old Mexico, on a bus coming from Mexico City up to Acapulco. And we were riding along there. It's a pretty long ride. It takes hours to do this. And all of a sudden, you're about half asleep sitting on this bus in the mountains. And I'm not going to have time for my story. Stand by, Rich. We'll be back. This will be the final break of the hour. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Brownfield Show. Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems. And there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Imagine the shock of reading tomorrow's newspaper and discovering that the price of gold has doubled to over $1,000 an ounce. Sound impossible? Well, it's not, and here's why. Right now, every country in the world is competing to lower the value of their respective currencies, leaving gold as the only real money of value left on Earth today. Read all about it in Swiss America's latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, available now by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Experts say gold prices would need to peak over $2,000 an ounce to offset the falling value of the dollar since 1980. So at today's price, gold is still a great value, but not forever. So call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646 before the price hits four digits. Gold rules. Call 1-800-BUYCOIN.
And we're in the home stretch here. Very quickly, I'll tell my Mexican story. But we were with a group of farmers. This was when we used to take farmers around and to other countries and see the sights and do things because farmers were making a little bit of money back when soybeans were $12 a bushel. But nevertheless, we were coming from Mexico to Acapulco, and the bus driver slammed on his brakes. I mean, we skidded to a stop. And everybody looked to see what the deal was, and about a half a dozen donkeys just walked across the road in front of us, taking their time. They just pedal-paddled across the road, and then we went on. We stopped at a restaurant to have a noon meal, and we go in the restaurant, and everybody had the same thing. You ate what was there. And they had this meat. Now, we had... Like I said, this was an agricultural group, and we had several meat processors with us. And we all said the meat was kind of dark, and we all said, wonder what, and it was good. It was fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It was good. And it was well-prepared, good food. And we says, wonder what this is. We know it's not lamb. It's not a goat. It would definitely not be for pork. So what is it? And we kept asking, and they wouldn't tell us. And we had a really nice, I mean, they always put the best people in the world in charge of these things. He was Mexican, but he was very, very nice, spoke perfect English. And we said, look, we don't care. We just want to know. And finally, he says, well, remember when the bus driver slammed on that slammed the brakes on that bus and let those animals cross? Yeah, well, he said, sometimes they don't get all the way across. So I guess we've eaten donkey. Now let's go to Kim in Nebraska. Hi, Kim, you're up next.
Hi. I was telling Jeff on the break, I've been 30 years in upholstery business, and my specialty is antique restoration. Right now I'm working on a nice amount of furniture for the Nebraska State Capitol and a French rosewood sofa. But anyway, back before foam rubber was around, furniture was stuffed with horsehair. And I buy horsehair from a company in New York, and that's basically what most of the furniture I work on stuffed with.
Wonder where they get their horse hair. Do you think that comes off of live horses or off of horse hide?
I don't know, but the way the hair is processed, they take the tails and the manes, and it's twisted up into a rope, and I assume some kind of perm solution put into it, and of course it's sanitized, and then they take these big ropes and they chop it off, and the hair's picked out, and it's just real light, curly, just short
strands. It's not
of
body
hair? Pardon me?
It's not off of their body. Excuse me. Not off of their bodies?
No. It's long strands.
Mane and tail hair.
Yeah. The short strands don't have enough resilience. So they also, a lot of places, will mix in pig hair and cattle tail also. The pig hair I don't like to use because it's so much coarser, and sometimes it'll poke through your cover. And you've always heard people talk about itchy antiques. I assume you've heard people complain of that. Well, that's much the reason these hairs poke through. And
well, see, hogs have two kinds of hair also. They have hair, and then they have bristles.
Yes. And I don't know if those bristles, I assume those are what's in there. Sometimes if I've worked with the hair mixes, those bristles will go right under your fingernail. I mean, they're just like sticking a needle in you. And
that's what they originally made paintbrushes out of.
Yes. Good boar's bristle is bristle brush is one of the finest. So,
and also I've torn down a couple of, not torn down, we have rehabilitated a couple of old log buildings, log cabins.
Yes.
And they used hog bristles and hog hair in the mud that they put in between the logs,
mm-hmm.
Chinking.
I've heard they've also done that with wall plastering before we had drywall sheets, of course. I guess they used to mix pig hair in the plaster also, and it gave it that little bit of binding, you know, holding together.
Okay, hey, we're just about out of time, Kim. Appreciate the information.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, and it's, let me see here. What is it? It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.